You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for Cocktail Corner, proudly sponsored by Red Bar and Chi.
He's on that beat.
Right.
Yeah. Campbell's representing this week from Red Bar.
Oh, hey, everyone.
G'day, mate. How's it going?
Yeah, not too bad. Just waking up, eh? How about you, man?
Just waking up?
Yeah, big night.
Sweet.
Yeah, man.
What's on the menu this week?
Well, since I'm just waking up and the boss is away, I made a little drink called the Cheeky Chew Cop Out. It means I don't have to do much work.
What's great is you've named it. I feel like once you name it, it really becomes a thing.
I usually don't name things. I'm usually, I don't know.
But you've got like a cat and you call it Cat? Or?
Yeah. I called a cat Alfred once. That was all right.
I read somewhere, and I just got to stop reading places, but like a certain country, it's like illegal to call your dog dog.
Why?
I don't know. Anyway, reading sucks, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, you're on there, mate.
Is that kind of like how you can't call your son queen or king or...
Is that true?
Major and...
Is that a monarchy thing? Yeah. Is it?
Every year, one of the things that happens in the new year is... Well, leading up to it is...
This better tie back into Cocktail Corner.
Statistics, he's not going to release all the names of people that tried to call their child something and weren't allowed to.
What about that kid that was called Tallulah that does the hula from Hawaii? That was allowed past the gate, but you can't call your kid Marmite.
Was that just like hyphens in the middle?
I don't know.
So it was like all one name?
This is a real... I wasn't ready for this tangent.
Anyway,
get back to that cocktail.
Yeah. So like going with the cop out name, I kind of left my measuring thing at the back of the bar, so we're just gonna have all that.
Do you want me to win it? Just say win?
Yeah, say win, mate. We're making three of these, remember?
Keep going.
Oh, it's almost all
over. Oh, there's none left.
Oh, it's all of it. You tricked me.
Responsibly poured it all in there.
You tricked me. Alright, so it was Espolon Reposado. It's got like skeletons on the bottle.
Oh my god, are we going to see God tonight or what?
See, look at that. They're just like moseying around.
Oh, it's pure agave.
Agave.
Shit, I'm going to take a whiff of this.
Take a good ass whiff, mate.
This will make a good little thing, won't it?
Yeah, well, like, it's empty now.
Oh man, this is tequila.
Yeah, it's tequila there.
Let's see what's happening here. Agave. You're giving us a bit of an upper buzz.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
Yes, Charles.
Hopefully it's still enough of buzz once the cocktail's made.
Yeah, it's true.
Spooning in some Genepi there. It's French liqueur. It's like herbal and
that's kind of. It's a real shallow spoon you got there as well.
A very, very shallow spoon.
Obviously,
mate.
This stuff is a bit more potent than the other stuff that you just kind of like liberally rolled right in the glass.
Oh, well, have a whiff of that one.
You know
there,
what? Mate.
Have
you
a whiff there.
Whiffing it for John Boy.
I might use a bit more, actually.
Oh, it's a bit kind of violent. This
violence.
I can see how it could kind of skew with the whole scenario.
This gin hippie. No, it's got like the little.
Is it French?
Buttons. French. Yes.
Is it?
I think it's from some mountains or something.
I honestly think
Johnny can go find some.
No, he's in Canada.
Oh, he's still in mountains though, isn't he?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
You got me on a technicality there.
Oh, wrecked.
So right now in the glass we've got two, is it equal amounts or no? One's a lot more.
A whole lot of tequila and then like four spoons I think we're at of Genepi.
Okay. And you're just doing the straw thing.
A little straw taste. See where we're at. Oh, some chili sauce.
What the?
It says bloody hell on it. It must be pretty hot.
Oh, shit. Just leave that out.
Nah, mate.
My brother's party trick used to be smashing a bottle of Tabasco sauce. Like that was his thing.
Drinking it.
Yeah, that was his thing.
No, well, smashing it.
smashing it on his teeth.
All right, some chili sauce.
Wow, and it's kind of chunky chili sauce as well.
Oh, chunky, give that a massive stir.
This is zany.
Yeah, mate.
Do you need some POD or what does it need?
Oh, that's beautiful.
San Pedro.
Hopefully. I haven't been measuring things too carefully.
This drink, I'm a little bit scared of this drink. You haven't got a lot of mixes here. It's just fucking a little bit of hot sauce and two alcohols.
It's the cheeky cheek cop out, mate. Boy. I'm not doing much work.
Currently
today.
Adding more hot sauce, I must say.
Yeah, it's a shut you up, eh?
Boy, the other day I stumbled across this video on YouTube and it had sort of like outtakes of real life. People trying to do this thing, like almost when you see people elaborately setting up a pose and their boyfriend or girlfriend is taking a photo, that sort of thing. And like, but it was kept going wrong. They have to keep redoing it. And one of them was of this like real macho USA football jock. Yeah. And munching an actual glass. Like,
Hey, Ripley's, believe it or not, there was a guy that
was excruciating.
Was it your brother with the bottle of Tabasco?
Was he outside of his mind, or is
he
just not?
He was like, he kept quite not getting it quite right. And then he's having to repeatedly chew down, like, crush this.
What's the end game? Does he swallow it?
No, he was just like, being like, massive show of strength kind of thing.
Did he leave the scenario with just all the babes as well? Like, look at him in the glass. He's so awesome.
In the first take, he's got that kind of level of cockiness.
Yeah.
But then, like, it starts getting awkward as,
Oh, mate.
That's crap, eh? What a jerk.
What
a Hey, are you chucking some chi on? I was getting worried. I was like, are we just doing shots?
This is the cheeky chi cop.
Oh, and you've gone with clean chi. Actually, it's been a while since we've gone with clean chi.
I had to go to the supermarket special and pick one up.
Mm-hmm.
It was in the water section, not in the soft drink section.
Was it?
Yeah.
I wonder if it's a technicality because it's like it's got herbals stuff in it, and it's not like full flavored chi. It's a very subtle sort of umami flavor, should we say?
Wow. Well, I don't know. We'll give them a call and find out, shall we?
We probably should actually give them a call at some point.
All right.
Good result?
Yeah. Oh, I spilled a little bit there.
No garnish. I tell you what, garnish. It's a clean looking drink. It's kind of like a flat champs. That's the colour. Oh, wow. Lillian just ran in the opposite direction. I was going to offer her, see if she wanted a
nice little sipper. There's some ice over here if you want some. I don't know, it's not that cold at the moment. And chill it or anything?
Oh, actually, it's really nice. I was kind of freaking out about this. It's really, really nice.
I'm glad you enjoy it.
That cheese just lifted it off the floor a bit, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I tell you what, it's...
Thoughts?
I haven't had a sip yet. But I did have a sort of, like, nuzzled in there.
A little nuzzle.
And took in a breath, and it... It took my breath away.
Oh, it's got those properties about it.
That's the tequila.
We're all going to lose our minds after this. It feels like this is going to change the game quite solidly.
It might do.
It's actually...
the cute little goblets as well.
Oh, thank you.
The scent is deceptive. This is often the way in life.
It's very drinkable. What are we calling it again?
The Cheeky Chi Cop Out.
Available at Redbar?
Oh, yeah, definitely, mate. Doing nachos today as well. I reckon it'll go pretty well with that.
Mint.
Yeah. Tequila, chi, and nachos.
I'd probably be like, yeah, sick. Maybe a bit of ice, boys.
Hey, Sam.
Some ice over here if you want some.
If you had to pigeonhole this drink into a musical genre, where would you head?
I don't know, it could be like real, like, piss people, like martini vibe though, but they're all in martini glasses, but...
I'm on the mariachi tip.
They're way hammered.
Like, I'm thinking...
It's tequila.
A mariachi band, but like a professional one at a wedding, you know, not like a joke one, kind of, yeah, that's where I'm at.
Sorry.
Who has a joke mariachi band?
I feel like they're dime a dozen if you go to the right place.
Lillian has returned to.
I tell you what, Lillian, just responsibly sip on that because it's got a bit of kick to it long term.
What are you saying?
It's got tequila.
I'm not
in
a responsible drinker, or I can't handle my alcohol.
Oh,
Big Hungry's on a roll today.
I didn't say
it's
anything.
It's very nice, thank you.
Ah, God damn it, it's great. Thank you very much to Red Bar and Whiskey... Chi. Chi herbal drinks. That was delish. Yeah, I feel like you really pulled one out of the pocket there. We haven't had like a stripped-down kind of minimal drink in a long time.
After I told you that story about that guy, when you were having a sip, did you... Because of these glasses, like that glass, quite cute little size.
My pinky's well out when I'm drinking the drink.
Were you like thinking... Oh, maybe what if I had a bite of it? The glass just crushed it in your mouth.
Oh, that's the garnish. Eh?
No, mate,
Big Hungry
did not.
That was Cocktail Corner, proudly sponsored by Red Bar and Chi.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.